Locker Room Chats here on KNZA continue tonight. It's brought to you by Union State Bank. We're talking Horton Charger football with new head coach Derek Richardson. Coach, you stepped in kind of late. I know you're familiar with the program, but, you know, getting in here, getting this team ready to go for 2025, what's that transition been like? And I'm sure you and your coaching staff are ready to go.
Hey, Brandon. Yep. Thanks for having me. Like you said, I kind of got into it a little bit late, being the head coach. But last year I was able to be an assistant and be around the boys. And then throughout the summer, be around them as well in the weight room and different stuff like that. I think it's made the transition for the boys a lot easier. They know me. They know my coaching style.
Obviously, last season was one of the better seasons that Horton's had in a while. You know, three wins, you know, first time at least hitting that milestone since 2017. You guys were able to make a playoff game, a very challenging one for sure, you know, going to a powerhouse that was St. Mary's Colgan. So getting the taste of the playoffs, getting a few more wins under your belt, I'm sure that got, or at least has right now, that team excited and gearing up and just trying to improve on that.
Yeah, I think we're going to use last year as a building stone. I'm really appreciative for the seniors last year. That was a great group of boys. But we had a lot of younger guys playing a lot of snaps last year, and I think we're ready to roll that into this year and see what we can do, build on three wins. Fully expect to make it back to the playoffs again, just like we did last year.
Give the listeners maybe a sense of who some of these leaders are for your team this year and who some of the players that are going to really be standing out for your team, whether it's offense or defense.
Well, offensively, you look for Lucas Oaks, Wyatt Chartier. Lucas is a sophomore, Wyatt a junior. It's probably to carry the rock for us this year. Defensively, we'll probably look to Austin Garrison to really hold down that defensive line. I know Austin got honorable mention last year, so he's looking to build upon that this year.
You know, stepping in, obviously Valley Falls, a league opponent, JCN in week two, Jackson Heights, you could argue they're the favorite in the league in week three. So, you know, this first month of the season, again, also at Troy at the end of the month. So you get a really good test to see, not just with week one, but hearing about the first month, some very challenging games that's really going to probably tell you a lot about your team.
Yeah, definitely not overlooking Valley Falls. We're definitely of the mindset of 1-0 each week. So we'll start with Valley and then move on to JCN and go from there. But yeah, you listen, our league is a pretty solid league. I can't remember how many made it to the second or third round of playoffs last year, but, we as a league, I think have done pretty well as of late.
Yeah. And then you can sprinkle in the likes of Centralia, the powerhouse, later on in the year when it comes to district play. So week in and week out, it's certainly going to be a test. Obviously, you lost some very good seniors, but the experience coming back, has much changed? You've been with the program. I mean, now that you're kind of leading the charge, has much changed in terms of maybe schematics, or is it pretty similar to how things were running in years past?
No, I wouldn't say. Granted, it being my first year, and I only had a handful of weeks to prepare, we were kind of sticking with what we know from last year and trying to build upon that and see where that takes us.
Well, we got a few more minutes here with Derek Richardson, the Horton Charger football coach. We'll come back after a timeout and preview the week one tilt with Valley Falls. That's next after a break here on KNZA. A few more minutes here with Horton Charger football coach Derek Richardson here on our week one locker room chats on KNZA. It is brought to you by Union State Bank, Chargers, and Valley Falls, opening up the regular season on Friday night. Coach, you get that game at home. Being on the staff last year, you guys were very stout in that opener against Valley Falls a year ago, winning that game. I'm sure you don't take a ton away from last year's, you know, victory because, you know, a lot of things can change. Players leave, new players are coming up, so not sure how much you take away from that 30-point win a year ago, but just kind of the early thoughts and feel for this Valley Falls team you're going to see here to open 2025.
Yeah, we're excited to open this year at home and take on Valley Falls. I mean, I think they're going to be an improved upon team. I know they returned their quarterback and a lot of their offensive line from last year. So I'm sure that they put in the work during the summer to build themselves up and then also all the snaps they played last year. I think they'll be a formidable opponent. I'm really looking forward to going against Coach Hofstra and seeing what we can do.
Well, talk about some keys and some expectations. What's it going to take? What needs to be done on Friday night for your team to come out on top?
I think number one is take care of the ball. Last year, I know we had at least one turnover, but we then again took the rock away, I think, three times. So we're going to look to win the possession battle that way and then take it from there. But I'd say that's the biggest key. And then, of course, injuries. I mean, we've been trying to hydrate and get in the best shape we can this year with our limited numbers. But I think those are going to be our keys to look for on Friday night.
There it is, Derek Richardson, Horton Charger football coach, as the Chargers gear up for the Dragons of Valley Falls, week one of the high school football season on Friday nights. That game will be in Horton. And thanks again to Derek Richardson joining us here, brought to you by Union State Bank. Coach, we appreciate the few minutes here heading into week number one. Good luck Friday night. We'll do it again next week.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, Brandon.